It's 7:34 on this Monday morning. I'm Mitch Wertley with this VPR News. Good morning. State officials involved in setting up the Vermont Health Connect Health Insurance Exchange hold another in a series of meetings open to the public this week, this one in Waitsfield. The session is set for 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at the United Church of Christ. It'll help local business leaders, residents, and officials understand changes coming at the end of the year under the Federal Affordable Care Act. Vermont Health Connect is being set up to allow businesses with 50 or fewer employees and individuals compare costs and benefits of various health coverage plans. The meeting will focus on who can get coverage through the exchange, the choices that small business owners will have related to employee coverage, available tax credits, and more. Long-term Irene recovery projects are still underway across Vermont. In Rutland County, about 80 volunteers have put nearly 300 hours of work into the last 4 months, helping people like Kim Garner, whose mobile home was ruined by the storm nearly 2 years ago. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, the Rutland woman, though, is still homeless.
Hello there. How are you? I'm Jim.
How are you? I'm Rebecca.
Rebecca and Megan.
A half dozen volunteers greet one another before putting on blue plastic gloves and heading into the washed-out structure that was Kim Garner's home for 25 years.
You can see how high the water was. It was like they had over 2 feet of water in here. And so the smell was atrocious. They had someone's diesel tank somewhere also when the water came up. We had diesel everywhere.
The smell's faded, but mold is everywhere. The floor is buckled and soft in places, and the front porch sags oddly to one side. Most of the big items have already been moved out to a dumpster or to a storage facility. Now, volunteers are helping to clear out the rest.
More stuff over there.
And this, all that's really in here at the moment that can come out is this bin.
Garner's hopeful that once her home is emptied out, it can be hauled away and then a new mobile home put in its place, set higher, she says, to protect it from future flooding. But until that happens, she and her granddaughter, who she's been raising since infancy, continue to live wherever they can, in apartments, motels, and with friends and family.
So we've had to travel and live in North Carolina, live in Florida, and of course the money of traveling back and forth, and whether we've driven or flown is just, and then you have to rent vehicles. I mean, it's been very costly.
Garner says making ends meet has been nearly impossible. While she received some emergency funds, her home didn't qualify for a FEMA buyout, which still disappoints her. But for the 46-year-old Rutland native, a much bigger heartache hit 5 months before the storm. Her 21-year-old daughter, Christine, died unexpectedly in New York City.
It's hard because I'm trying not to be sentimental about things.
Standing in a ruined living room, she looks around at the boxes and debris. So much was destroyed, yet tucked away in the wreckage, she's found a few priceless mementos.
There was some stuff that was very, very, very dirty, but not broken. It was a bunch of pottery. And I told one of the guys that was here volunteering, I said, this is stuff that my children made when they were in school. And I said, I'll just wash it and keep it because it's some of the only things I have left of her.
Garner suffers from circulation problems and arthritis, which makes walking difficult. She says having the help of volunteers has been tremendous. While Irene may have ruined her home, her daughter's death put the storm into perspective. And despite all the tragedy, Garner remains optimistic about her family's future.
I really believe everything happens for a reason. And I not necessarily, we don't know what that reason is. It may not come for a long time. But I'm grateful every day that I still have my granddaughter, that she is such a part of my daughter. And I don't know if she keeps me young or old at times, but she is full of spirit and life and strong-willed, and she definitely keeps me going.
Local relief agencies have been trying to find someone who can donate a mobile home or sell one at a reduced cost. Garner says her granddaughter starts kindergarten this fall, and after nearly 2 years of turmoil, she's desperate to bring stability back to both their lives. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.
Vermont's largest power company and 4 colleges have signed an agreement to collaborate on energy innovation projects. 4 schools in Rutland County, Castleton State, the College of St. Joseph, Community College of Vermont, and Green Mountain College say they hope the deal will benefit them and the regional economy. The program will be centered at Green Mountain Power's Energy Innovation Center in Rutland. It'll include lectures at the center by professors from the colleges, talks and demonstrations by Energy Center staff at the colleges, internships, job shadowing, and more. High on the sky today, some patchy morning fog, variable clouds and sun, quite warm, continued humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, and highs in the 80s.